Today's episode of the NBA Daily Ding is presented by the Salvation Army. Your donations can help those affected by COVID-19 find help and hope. To give, ask your smart speaker to make a donation to the Salvation Army or make your gift at salvationarmyusa.org.
Welcome to the Daily Ding on the Athletic Podcast Network.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good whatever. Welcome to the Daily or Weekly Ding. Happy Tuesday, whatever. Happy Wednesday, happy Monday. I don't know when you're listening to this, but we have all the latest coming out of the NBA amid the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Zach Harper. That's Mo Dakil. We got Rob Lopez figuring out different names for the circuses that are coming through. Before we get into the show, just want to remind you, you can still take advantage of our 90-day free trial at theathletic.com/dailyding. Coming up on today's shows and other shows moving forward, we will come with you at least once a week to give you all the latest from across the league as the NBA sits in limbo as the world tries to navigate COVID-19. First, Mo, we'll be getting into all things Bulls and Michael Jordan documentary tomorrow on Basketball Buds, or today, depending on when you're listening to this, as we will chronicle and recap the Last Dance episodes each week on this show. Adam Silver, not in the Last Dance. Well, he is in the Last Dance. I don't think he was in the first two episodes. He might be in there eventually. But Adam Silver recently spoke to the media in a conference call following the NBA's Board of Governors meeting on Friday and said, based on the reports that we got from varied outside officials, current public health officials, we are not in a position to make any decisions, and it's unclear when we will be. Mo, we kind of knew that nothing was going to be decided in April. We knew that we were going to have to wait until May for a real update on if the league can resume games. And it probably sounds like maybe even later than that. But with the latest from Adam Silver and the Board of Governors meeting, we still are kind of just in limbo here with this season.
Yeah. And I think it's just, first off, I want to say this is the right approach, right? Being cautious, making sure you have all the data and things like that. Like this is the right way to go about it instead of making rash decisions. And, you know, we've seen some of these other leagues trying to really kind of push forward and get something going. At least I feel comfortable with the NBA going like, man, we don't know. We don't have any sense yet. We can't. And I think that's a fair assessment from Silver. And I think that's a smart way of going about it for the NBA.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that it would be crazy to be like, yeah, May 1st, we'll have an update for you. Right. All they said was, we're not doing it in April. We won't let you know. Right. We have no decisions in April. We'll see after that. And I do agree that's the right approach. Silver also said there's a lot of data that has to be melded together to help make these decisions. That is part of the uncertainty. We're not even at the point where we can say if only A, B, and C were met, then there's a clear path. He also said, I think there's still too much uncertainty at this point to say precisely how we move forward. I'll add that the underlying principle remains the health and well-being of the NBA players and everyone involved. We begin with that as paramount. Also, the NBA and the Players Association have agreed to a plan to withhold 25% of each player's paycheck beginning May 15th. The league and the players union announced on Friday. The agreement clears the way for a gradual reduction in player salaries should the force majeure provision in the CBA be enacted with cancellation of regular season games. Players will still receive their full paychecks on May 1st, but this plan would serve as something of basically an escrow account that would not return the money to the players should all the remaining regular season games be played. Or I'm sorry, that would return the money should all the regular season games be played in a resumption of the season. Otherwise, teams would keep a percentage of the money based on the cancellation of games. Mo, they're doing this to figure out, you know, just how to save the financials, because they are going to lose about $1 billion, maybe $2 billion, if all this stuff just completely gets wiped out.
Yeah, I think it's kind of fair to allow the league to try to figure this out in this situation. Like, I mean, if they can get games going, these guys are going to get their money back. But, you know, if not, I think it's an important way. The league, just no money's coming in. Like, there's no way they can kind of keep throwing out this money. And listen, we'd all be pissed off if they applied for any of the stimulus stuff that was given right out by the federal government.
We'd Shake Shack this thing.
Yeah, we'd be all upset. So, and rightfully so. So I think, you know, this is an agreement that I think they came to. It's good that the Players Association agreed to it. It also came a little bit later. I mean, we're talking about this, what, like April 15th, like right around last week, this was a possibility where they weren't going to get paid for that. So this allows the players to have time to start adjusting right now, and it's given them enough time. And I think it's a smart way of going about it, just because, man, there ain't no money coming in. And I'm not trying to cry for billionaires or anything like that, but they've lost a lot of money to begin with this year with the whole incident with China. And I think that's just one of those things. So it's going to be a while. We just got to figure it out, man.
Yeah. And I think some people may be asking, why do I care whether or not these guys receive their full paychecks? You don't have to. Don't get me wrong. You should, like, everyone's got their own issues right now. You don't have to care. But if you do care about the NBA, this does have real ramifications for the health and the financial health of the league, not just right now, but moving forward. Like, we're going to see a gigantic dip in the salary cap for next season because of this and the losses, right? Assuming we don't just play everything out like it was supposed to be, because of course we're not going to get that if we get games back at all. And so this could have not just, you know, ramifications for this year and next year. I mean, years down the line, like, this is going to be something that greatly affects the future and the health of this league. So this stuff does have, you know, importance with the news coming out that they are going to withhold some of that money.
Yeah, like, if you were a team, if you're a fan of a team thinking, like, yo, in 2021, we're going to have so much cap space, it just got a little smaller.
Yeah.
You know, and just that simple.
And Mo, if you're a Bucks fan saying, like, hey, we're going to give Giannis $252 million, that's not how that money works anymore.
Right.
That, you know, like, there is no $252 million, you know, unless we get this amazing rebound in 2021's offseason. Like, that, all those percentages of that cap, all that stuff goes down, and I don't know how that's going to affect, you know, big money being signed to keep guys. That whole thing's going to be affected. We don't know how that's going to shake out.
I mean, it gives Giannis a reason not to sign an extension, like, just at the end of the day, you know,
absolutely.
And fair or unfair, it's just, this is the situation. So,
or do short-term stuff, right, until the league is able to rebound healthily, and then who knows what happens at that point if he leaves himself that kind of leeway.
Right, exactly. So that's just kind of, this is how it'll impact you as fans, right? We all have things we got to worry about, but this is a way it could kind of impact fans as they go forward.
And again, let me give the totally unnecessary qualifier to couch this, Mo. Obviously, the number one priority here is the health and safety of everyone in the world.
Yes.
Right? Don't be the person on Twitter who goes, oh, there are bigger problems in the world right now than gags getting their paycheck. We know. But our job is to frame this in the perspective of how this affects the NBA. This is how this affects the NBA. So that's what we're doing right now.
If you're going to come at us with that, you shouldn't have been listening to the Daily Ding in the first place.
Yeah, what are you doing? Go make a difference. But also, thank you for listening. Thank you. We appreciate that. All right. Other news. This is big news. Top high school basketball prospects Jalen Green and Isaiah Todd are foregoing the NCAA. They're not going to Australia and all other pre-NBA options to join the G League Select team that is being formed in Southern California. Green is the number one prospect in the 2020 ESPN 100. Everyone says this dude would be the number one pick. And he'd probably be the number one pick this year if he was allowed to come out and we didn't have that rule. Isaiah Todd is the number 13 prospect in the 2020 ESPN 100, a G League initiative that will pay elite prospects $500,000 or more and provide a one-year development program outside of the minor league's traditional team structure. That is according to sources that told ESPN this. The NBA talks remain stalled with the Players Association on an agreement to end the one-and-done draft model, leaving this revamped pro pathway program as a bridge to what is believed will be the eventual elimination of the rule requiring American players to wait a year after high school graduation before entering the draft. This is obviously a big blow to the NCAA. It's not going to, bury the NCAA. They'll still get guys. They'll still get prospects. But this is a new pathway, and it's a pioneering pathway for Jalen Green and Isaiah Todd. Mo, this is something where colleges could still match this money, right? Not officially, but they can still match this money and offer the college experience. It's also cool to find out that these guys will get full rides to college in addition to this. So that if they want to pursue their academia, they can do that and still get that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, something you touched on is this isn't going to destroy college sports or the NCAA basketball or anything like that. But it will be very interesting to watch because these are, like you said, these guys are blazing a trail. This is going to be the first two guys to have done it. Who knows if somebody else jumps in and tries to go in with this. But how this goes with these two guys could lead to a couple other guys wanting to do it the next year, and it's slowly growing in that sense. So it is pretty interesting. I'm very eager to see how this whole thing pans out for those guys.
The select team will play a reduced schedule of about 20 games, which is much fewer than the league's 50-game schedule. Sam Mitchell, David Fizdale, and Brian Shaw are currently being considered for the select team head coaching job. The NBA and the G League are considering using Kobe Bryant's Mamba Sports Academy as a home base for the newly formed select team for those elite prep stars. And as I said, they're giving Green a full scholarship if he wants to obtain his college degree. Mo, did you watch the horse competition?
I actually did. I enjoyed it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I did not. I saw a little bit of a clip of I saw a 2-minute clip that recapped the first day, and then I forgot it was happening on Thursday night, so I did not watch it. But I did see the results in which Mike Conley defeated Zach LaVine in the finals to take the 2020 NBA horse competition. And with that, he won $200,000 that will be donated to COVID-19 relief efforts. Mike Conley had defeated Chauncey Billups. Zach LaVine knocked off WNBA star Allie Quigley in a tight semifinal where LaVine apparently cheated by using his athleticism to his advantage.
I don't know if it's cheating. You just use what you got.
I guess so. Conley was in an indoor gym, so maybe he cheated, as Zach LaVine had to battle the elements in Seattle. And apparently Mike Conley was using a lot of his offhand, which that's how you do it, Mo. You got to be able to show that, hey, I can shoot a little bit with the offhand.
It was nice to see Conley hit shots in a horse game. And jeez, not so much this season.
Wow. What an unnecessary shot at him. Oh, my goodness. All right. Speaking of the Bulls, they recruited Arturas Karnisovas to take over the Chicago front office. That leaves a hole in the Denver Nuggets front office. And apparently they're promoting 10-year NBA veteran Calvin Booth to general manager after being the assistant GM under Karnisovas. That is according to Shams Charania of The Athletic. Calvin Booth has been moving up the ranks for a while and is a pretty well-respected front office executive, Mo.
Yeah, well earned. You know, he's putting his time in. This is the thing I like about the Nuggets is they're kind of promoting within one of their guys' leave. They feel comfortable with the guys. They're kind of building up their whole way. And, you know, it's not just him. Other guys are going to be moving up the ranks because of this. So good on the Nuggets and good for Calvin Booth.
Yeah, also from Shams Charania, Brooklyn Nets guard Spencer Dinwiddie is in the process of acquiring a Nigerian passport to be eligible to play for the Nigerian national team for international play. He was not among the players selected for Team USA camp to determine their final roster. Here's my theory, Mo. Now, we know we had some embarrassing losses from the USA select team, right? They beat the whatever was going into the last FIBA competition, whatever we threw at them. That select team of lesser-known players and lesser-celebrated players won that that competition. A member of that select team, Chris Chiozza. Chris Chiozza beat them in those scrimmages. He was Dinwiddie's teammate in Brooklyn this past year. I think he told Dinwiddie, look, don't worry about that. I beat those guys. And Spencer Dinwiddie decided, you know what? I'm going to go play somewhere else, and I'm going to take them down.
Yeah, that's how it works, because, you know, when we send our real team.
if we send it, who knows at this point? Who knows who knows
we're going to have the Olympics again. but no, it's fun, man. It at least adds more talent to the pool and makes teams more interesting. You know, the Nigerian team, already coached by Mike Brown, has Josh Okogie, Al-Farouq Aminu, Ekpe Udo. You know, they got enough. They got some interesting guys. It'll make it fun.
Yeah, it'll make it fun. And maybe he can be the Bo McCaleb of the Nigerian team. For those of you who are not FIBA nerds, Bo McCaleb was an American player who got Macedonian passport?
He went off for Macedonia.
He was destroying. He was destroying. He became the new Pateri Kaponin for you Finnish basketball nerds out there.
It was unbelievable, man. This dude was killing it.
Oh, he's destroying, man, it was, like 30, 35 points. I was like, he needs to come back to the NBA. He was making too much Macedonian money to come back to the NBA.
Oh, man, I loved it. It was fun.
Oh, God. I hope we get these FIBA games back. I'd love a good FIBA tournament, whether it's the Olympics, whether it's the World Cup. I want everyone in it.
I mean, we already have good stuff going. We're going to have Australia is going to be pretty damn good. We're going to have Canada. It's going to be pretty good. You know, Team USA, we're going to try to pick up after what we did last time in the World Cup. You know, now we got Nigeria kind of building a squad. Spain's always dangerous. Like, it's going to be fun, man.
It's going to be fun, and it's going to be incredible to see how Australia ruins their chances at medaling in this next tournament as well.
Oof, now you're taking an unnecessary shot towards me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I totally forgot that you had been a member of the coaching staff for the Australian team. I don't know how that slipped my mind, Mo. Slipped my mind like Australia would slip out of those medals.
A second one. What the hell?
That's going to do it for today's show. Don't forget about the other basketball shows across the Athletic Podcast Network. Back to back on Tuesday, we're going to have a fun Last Dance discussion about the Jordan documentary and the Chicago Bulls. We've also got No Dunks. Check out No Dunks every day. We got Tampering. They're going to have a good one about the Last Dance. House of Strauss. We got Hoops Adjacent. All that stuff. Plus, over a dozen team-specific shows available from some of your favorite Athletic beat writers, hosted by me and Mo. Some of those are hosted by us. They're great.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Check those out. And if you don't want to miss them, click the old follow on the app. You get notifications for new episodes. And make sure you sign up for The Athletic. Do that. Thanks for waking up with us or going to bed or wherever you're doing. I don't know when people are listening to this thing anymore, but thanks for listening. Make sure you stay safe. Make sure you stay indoors. Make sure you help flatten the curve. Keep your hands washed. Get the hand sanitizer. All that good stuff. And be nice to people out there. Be nice to the people who are working in the grocery stores, who are shopping the grocery stores. If you do have to go out, please be nice to everyone. And Mo, hit me with that sign off.
Ding, ding.